It's Finally Friday on Rush to Reason with your host, John Rush.
Gee, Ray, what do you want to do tonight?
The same thing we do every night, Pinky. Try to take over the world.
So I tell him I'm a blowjob. Then who do you think they give me?
The Dalai Lama himself.
So he finished 18, and he's going to stiff me. And I say, hey, Lama, hey, how about a little something, you know, for the effort, you know? And he says, oh, there won't be any money. But when you die, on your deathbed, you will receive total consciousness. So I got that going.
No, go past this part. In fact, never play this again.
I think you got the wrong impression about me. I think in all fairness, I should explain to you exactly what it is that I do.
What I do have are a very particular set of skills. Skills I have acquired over a very long career. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
When does this happen in the movie?
Now. You're looking at now, sir. Everything that happens now is happening now.
What happened to then?
Past then.
When?
Just now. We're at now.
Go back to then.
When?
Now.
Now?
Now.
I can't.
Why?
We missed it.
When?
Just now.
When will then be now? Soon.
Stick a fork in me, Jerry. I'm done.
Now, here is your host of Rush to Reason, John Rush. John Rush.
And I am your host, Andy Pate, filling in for John Rush. One more day. Good news, John will be back on Monday. Reason shall return. I'm joined right now by young Luke Cashman, part of the KLZ team, producer slash technician slash CEO. He wears a lot of hats, don't you?
Slash CEO? I wasn't expecting that.
Oh, you
one.
Didn't hear that?
No.
You weren't at the meeting. You didn't get the memo?
I didn't get the CEO, the soon-to-be CEO, didn't get the meeting?
Well, you know, we didn't think you needed to know.
All right, fair enough. I like the surprise.
But we believe in you. I just want you to know we believe in your leadership. Okay. Luke, are you ready for the impossible question of the day?
I'll give it my best shot.
Okay, here we go. Well, first of all, let's do yesterday's. There are more of these right now in the world than ever before. And the hint is we're talking about population.
There are more of these than ever before.
So it's a kind of people. Now, I said lawyers. Turns out I'm wrong.
You went the profession route.
I did, but I was wrong.
More of these. You think... I'll go the profession route, too. I'll say there are more. We'll say coding's a big one. Coders. Sure.
Okay. You know what it is, actually? What twins.
Twins?
There are now more twins than ever before.
I would have never guessed that.
Yeah. The number of twins that are being born as a percentage has actually gone up by a third since 2008, which is kind of interesting. I don't know why, but... Now we have more twins. It'd be terrifying to have more of me.
Yeah, I think what Andy is a good quantity of Andy.
Yeah, I think so. I don't think my wife can handle that much handsome and brilliance in the world. You know, she'd be overwhelmed by it. She'd wake up every day and say, oh my gosh, too much good looking, too much handsome.
It's too much. It's
yeah,
too much.
It's just too much.
You know, too much of a good thing.
Yeah, I'm glad we scaled it back. Thank you, God. Good call there. Okay, are you ready for today's impossible question? By the way, folks, if you have an answer on this, give it to us on the KLZ 560 Facebook page. Here it is. This is a popular souvenir for European tourists who visit the U.S. Okay, so when people come from Europe to the U.S., what is the souvenir they get? And here's a hint. A song was made out of this, and it made it even more famous. Think outside the box here. And those in the U.S. don't think of this as a souvenir.
Huh. Where do Europeans visit the most in the U.S.? Because that might, you know, influence.
Geez, I would think that they generally go to New York first.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, I got it. We don't think that much of it, but for them, it's really neat. Citizenship. Okay, there you go. I hear it's really easy to get. You can get it in any store now.
Yeah? Pick it up off the shelf?
Yeah.
For the low cost of free $99?
Yeah. I grabbed some citizenship, and I brought it back.
Gotcha.
No?
Gotcha.
Yeah.
No, I don't know.
I don't know, one of those little, you know, the lady, Statue of Liberty.
Statue of Liberty, the lady?
because I always think there she is, there
gotcha.
She stands.
Okay.
You know, I'm always thinking
okay.
of that. I got nothing.
If I had to guess, it was shot in the dark cowboy hat.
Cowboy hat? Oh my gosh, that is such a good guess.
Cowboy hat.
Luke, I like your guess way better than mine, so we're going to go with cowboy hat. You will hear about it in the third hour. But next up, we're going to be talking to David Ditch of Heritage. But first, are you ready for a quick break?
Yeah, you know. I'm always ready. I'm ready.
You're always ready for... What are you, lazy? You're always ready for a break?
Always ready for a break. I will take any opportunity.
You are so ideal for CEO. I knew they chose well. You know, at first I kind of wondered. I was thinking, he's really young. He looks roughly 14. You know, and then you do. You look really young.
Really?
Yeah, but I think you're going to do great in the role.
Wow.
Even though you always look forward to a break. Okay, let's take a break. Next up, folks, is Extreme Auto Repair. Have you noticed, I've been talking about this, that during COVID, there are a lot of cars stranded on the side of the road. I've never seen so many cars stranded. That's because during these times, people haven't been keeping up on the care of their cars. They push it, and then boom, they're stuck. Well, don't let that be you. Call Extreme Auto Repair in Parker and make sure your car is kept in the best working order. 303-841-1071, or you can find Extreme at KLZRadio.com.
Go with your gut. You know when an estimate from a mechanic doesn't feel right. Maybe they're telling you to fix a bunch of stuff you didn't even know was broken. Maybe their prices seem surprisingly high. The team at Extreme Auto Repair in Parker will give you a second opinion for free, so you know what's reasonable and what's not. They can typically beat the prices of their competitors, but they won't hold it against you if you decide to go back to the first guy. Either way, you have the peace of mind. The team at Extreme Auto Repair wants to keep you safe and keep your vehicle on the road longer, but they never want to pressure you into repairs that you don't really need. So with every estimate, the team at Extreme Auto Repair will give you a priority list showing you all of your recommended maintenance items in order from the most to least important. That way, you decide what you want to take care of now and what can wait until later. Free second opinions at klzradio.com/extreme. Promises kept.
And welcome back to Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Andy Pate filling in for John Rush, along with the new CEO.
It's me. I didn't know I was going to be the CEO.
Luke Cashman. Actually, I got a call from the CEO. You're not, just so you know. You're still on. You're still kept here. I may not be.
Oh.
But, you know, just so you know, you're still good. On the line right now, we have somebody who's definitely kept here. It's David Ditch from Heritage. David, how are you today?
I'm glad to be back.
Well, it's always good to have you back, sir. Now, I am told that in his two or three sentient moments per year, Joe Biden has come up with a Build Back Better plan. Is that correct?
He calls it that. I would call it Building Big Brother.
Oh, I love it. Building Big Brother. I love it. Why is this? You know, and by the way, I love where you're going with this because it's not just what it costs. It's the control it takes. Am I right?
Absolutely. It would be a big federal power grab covering both local government activity and also business investment decisions.
Okay, how so? Give us some examples. What is he going to do with us?
Oh, my gosh. They think we need to spend a whole bunch of money subsidizing electric cars through tax credits that are mostly going to go to the wealthy. They want to throw $700 billion worth of corporate welfare and tax credits into the economy, and they want to pay for all the spending with a huge tax hike on American businesses. It would be the biggest tax increase since the days of LBJ.
Hey, can I take a tangent for just a second here, just on putting money toward electric cars, because this gets me mad. What if, David, what if we didn't have any subsidies for when you buy an electric car, no subsidies for green energy, no subsidies for any energy except for, you know, writing off their upfront costs for drilling or for windmills or whatever. But beyond that, no subsidies whatsoever. How long would electric cars and green energy and all this stuff last?
I mean, it's hard to say. That's not really my area of expertise. I will say that we at the Heritage Foundation have been calling on getting rid of all energy subsidies for as long as I can remember.
Amen.
We don't care if the subsidies go to natural gas, to oil, to windmills, to nuclear. Get rid of all of it.
I agree. Because, look, I'm all for them being able to have the usual business write-offs. And by the way, for oil and gas and those, that's basically what they do. You got to write off the upfront costs of, you know, putting together the drill site and all this kind of stuff. But especially in terms of green energy, it's just these massive checks. And now Biden's coming out and saying, basically, I'm going to bribe America to buy the cars I want them to get.
Yeah, and it's foolish. And especially when you consider that there are politicians in Washington always using the phrase crumbling roads and bridges. Now, I kind of disagree with it. Over time, by basic metrics, the conditions of our roads are slowly improving over time. But even let's assume that our roads and bridges actually are crumbling. You'd think we would want to spend a big chunk of an infrastructure bill on roads and bridges, and yet this bill would spend about twice as much money subsidizing electric cars as it does on actually building and improving roads and bridges.
Yeah, and you know what, David? Every time they put out one of these things where, you know, they only spend a little bit on what they say they're going to spend, like COVID relief was only 9% COVID relief and 91% their stuff, right, their agenda. What do they do when they put out the ads on it? They only talk about the little part that's popular, the relief. And so in this infrastructure bill, all we're hearing out of the administration is, hey, we're going to fix your roads and bridges. We're finally going to do some things for the American people.
Yeah. And again, there's more than just roads and bridges that can theoretically count as infrastructure. But there's huge amounts of spending in here that no reasonable person would call infrastructure. Now, unfortunately, there are some unreasonable members of Congress who think that, for example, expanding Medicaid should somehow count as infrastructure. But at that point, you've tortured the word into non-existence.
Yeah, wasn't it Kirsten Gillibrand who basically thinks anything is infrastructure?
Yes, I am. I do have to apologize as someone who grew up in New York for foisting that on the nation.
You did this to us. Oh, my gosh, David, you seem like such a good guy.
I know. I'm trying to live it down.
Okay. All right. Let's talk power grabs again, because I'm a states' rights guy. I'm a local level kind of guy. I want us to be able to direct our own lives. I don't like being controlled by Washington. How is Biden going to turn that around with Build Back Better? Or Build Big Brother?
Because he wants the federal government to take over funding for things like local water projects, local school construction, pedestrian safety initiatives. And when the federal government spends one penny on any construction project, it comes with a whole bunch of red tape that jacks up the cost anywhere from 10 to 50%.
Really? So it's that much more expensive for the federal government to fund something than a state government?
Absolutely.
Because, I didn't know that.
Because there are all the big cost increases have to do with labor unions. So there's labor union wage scales. There's labor union work rules. Then there's also environmental permitting and review processes. And the net result is the good projects are going to take longer to complete. But then also, because a lot of local officials look at federal money as free, quote-unquote, then they go hog wild and spend it on, are more likely to spend it on pork.
Well, you know what?
Lose proposition.
David, that totally makes sense. I mean, if I'm one state, but I know the money coming to me is being paid by 50 states, why would I be frugal? I mean, why would I limit my spending? Why not absolutely soak every dime I possibly can and then put my hand back out?
And it's encouraging irresponsible government. The places that should have been spending more money to maintain their local water pipes or maintain their local schools, well, they're getting a handout from the places that were responsible. And then 8 years from now, when this funding runs out, guess who's going to be trotting out their lobbyists to Washington looking for more money? It's going to be the same irresponsible state and local governments. Oh, and by the way, this is 8 years of spending with 15 years of tax increases. So if they want to do this again in 8 years, they're going to have to increase taxes on something else.
Oh, of course. And oh, by the way, David, if let's say I've had this program federally funded in my state for this many years, and now it's coming to an end, I can call it a cut that hurts the poor if you do not continue the spending, right? I mean, that's how I'm going to sell it.
That's absolutely how it works. If it's increasing 5% a year and then the next year it increases only 2%, that's a 3% cut. And how dare you cut spending on this wonderful thing?
Well, I'm a hater. I'm a racist. I just want to hurt people. I mean, it's what I do. And, oh, my gosh, I can't believe this. David, give me a little bit more. I want to know, how else are they basically pushing their agenda? Do you have anything on schools?
So for schools, this this bill doesn't go into the operations of schools, thank God. again, it just covers school construction. But one of the other things I find so insidious is the way they're trying to micromanage the economy. They want to get into things like research and development, the electrical grid, housing development, things that businesses invest in every year, things that businesses should be taking the lead on, and instead it's yanking a huge amount of money out away from businesses with the tax increases, and then the federal government is going to be pulling all the strings.
That's horrible. That's absolutely horrible. And I guess the thing that really scares me the most, David, is what they want to do in energy. I mean, don't mess with my energy. Don't tell me what kind of energy I have to use, because at that point, you're just absolutely controlling my life.
And this is, there's so many parts of this deal that have so much less to do with what we normally think of as quote-unquote infrastructure, and have so much more to do with the Green New Deal that was being pushed by AOC about a year and a half ago. It's one provision after another. They want to start this I don't even know how it's going to work, but it's essentially like a job corps for green energy activists.
What?
That we would be paying for with federal tax dollars. It's absolutely mind-boggling. And obviously, they only commit so much detail, but when you think of logically, if they want to spend billions of dollars on a green energy army and think about what that would actually mean, what would these people actually be doing, it's nothing that I feel like we should be spending on.
Well, aren't they just a highly funded group of activists now? I mean, it's bad enough having the activists out there because I got to be honest, you know, I'm an activist. I'm all for activism, but I'm talking about people who just flat out want to control my life, right? And it's bad enough having them out there, but then we flood them with billions of dollars in tax money, my money, and we give them money to preach against me.
Absolutely. I work for the Heritage Foundation. The Heritage Foundation gets its money from donors. They actively choose to fund it. People like me, my research, the fact that I'm on the air right now, but no one had their arm twisted into funding it. If the federal government is funding a bunch of activists and you don't want to pay your taxes to go towards it, that's not going to work out too well for you.
No, it's not going to work out well. Okay, can you give me any other examples of kind of the green takeover? Because I'm just going to be honest, that's my big thing. That's what scares me the most is the green energy stuff. I hate getting shoved into that, and it scares me.
And there again, not only are we funding, you're funding the activists, we're funding the electric cars, we're also pushing a bunch of money into R&D and loans programs, preferential treatment, picking winners and losers for energy companies working in the quote-unquote green sector. We just saw, not too long ago, do you remember Solyndra?
Yeah.
There was a whole scandal surrounding the Obama administration picking up this company called Solyndra for lavish federal subsidies. Now they want to use that same approach, only scaled up 10 times over.
David, they always do it under the idea, the guise of green energy job creation. Green job creation, there is no such thing, okay? You can take money and shove it into anything and call it job creation. I can give Luke here $1 million to stand in the middle of a road and bang cymbals together, and that's a job. I've just created a job, and he's making $1 million. He's looking at me. He likes the idea. Okay. I could do that. I can waste money in any way I want and call it job creation. But real job creation has to be not all of the above, but bang for the buck. How much energy are we getting for the investment into this? Is it creating revenue and jobs on its own, or are we just shoving tax money into it?
No, that's right. We need to look at it in terms of what is the value to the general public, not the value to these specific political constituencies. And there's no way anybody can justify to me that you can take $2.5 trillion out of the private sector, funnel it through Washington, D.C., and come out with more jobs on the other side.
Never.
Especially when you look at what they're spending it on.
Absolutely never. All right, David Ditch from Heritage. You obviously know more about Build Big Brother. I'm going to call it Build Big Brother. Can I steal that? Call it mine?
I hope you do.
I'm going to tell my wife I made that up. She's going to be very impressed. You just saved a marriage. This is very important. That was, no, I love it. I really do love it. Build Big Brother. That's awesome. David, how can people read your stuff?
You can find my writings at heritage.org or at dailysignal.com.
All right. We'll have you back anytime, David. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Have a good weekend.
You bet. Okay, folks, up next is Franktown Firearms. Don't just buy a gun. Don't just buy a gun. Get trained, get guidance, get challenged to shoot from different platforms for different situations, like you're going to see in real life. Go to Franktown Firearms and get $50 off your initiation fee plus your first month free. You can find them at klzradio.com or call Franktown at 720-770-7777.
At Franktown Firearms, you can always get better. It's a very conservative notion that no matter how good you are right now, life is all about improving yourself. That's exactly how the team at Franktown Firearms is looking at training, which is why they offer a greater diversity of platforms than most shooting ranges, including static, moving and shooting, and target acquisition engagement, so you can always get better. It's a great feeling to see your skills improving, and at Franktown Firearms, you have literally unlimited potential. Sign up for one-on-one instruction on the range or register for a group class catered to your level of ability. For Rush to Reason listeners only, sign up for a range membership now by filling out the contact form at klzradio.com/franktown and receive $50 off your initiation fee, plus your first month free. Range members receive a discount in the shop as well as a discount on all classes. Franktown Firearms, confidence through practice.
Golden Eagle Financial, you know, taxes are now due May 15th, and how you handle your taxes can affect your retirement. Talk to Al Smith now before you file, or if you already have, talk to Al to set up a better plan going forward. Call Al at 303-744-1128 or find Golden Eagle Financial at klzradio.com.
You can breathe easy, knowing you'll have enough money to live comfortably in retirement. Now you have the luxury of deciding how you'll spend that money to make it work even harder for you. Al Smith of Golden Eagle Financial will help you create a plan to minimize taxes and fees so your savings last. Before you stop contributing to your 401k or IRA and start taking distributions, you'll want to have a plan in place to make certain your money will help you achieve your goals. If you should need long-term care at some point, you'll want to make sure your kids get a break. Al Smith will show you how to set up supplemental coverage so your kids have some help, and it's already paid for. It's time to shift your focus from wealth accumulation to wealth preservation with KLZ's Retirement Planning Specialist. Set up a free consultation with Al Smith now at klzradio.com/money. Advisory services offered through Foundations Investment Advisors, an SEC-registered investment advisor.
One of the keys to America's success and prosperity is sound monetary policy. With the Harris-Biden administration's wildly irresponsible stimulus packages, what will be the effects? Kim Munson here, Monday economic historian and co-author of The JFK and Reagan Revolution, A Secret History of American Prosperity, Dr. Brian Dmitrovic joins me. He'll share his thoughts on China's new digital currency and the International Monetary Fund moving the world's second largest bank from the U.S. to China. That's Monday, 6 to 7 a.m., 1 to 2 p.m., again, 10 to 11 p.m., right here on KLZ 560 and KLZ 100.7 FM.
Water's Edge Winery. Warm atmosphere, wonderful wine, and delectable dishes to enjoy with friends and family. An evening out? A gift for that special someone? Water's Edge is the place for you. More info at kimmunson.com.
Stay up to date with Rush to Reason after the show on Twitter at Rush to Reason and on Facebook.com/Rush to Reason.
And welcome back to Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Andy Pate sitting in for John Rush. And now we are joined by Dan Muir. Dan, how are you?
I am good. It's great to be here. This is my old seat, you know.
This is your old seat.
It's my old seat.
Yes, it is.
I'm looking out the window like I used to do for hours.
I know. I sit in that seat a lot.
They used to wonder, why is he even there? Because all he does is look out the window. He doesn't say anything. He just glares out the window.
You do have that let me go look. Like, I could fly. I just know I could.
Let me go.
I
could do it. I could fly to Mount Evans. I can do it.
Well, you're here with me, and you're here with Luke Cashman.
That's me.
The young guy. And Luke, we learned a lot of secrets from him last time. Remember this?
Oh, what's that?
on McDonald's.
Oh, yeah. The McDonald's secret menu, the McDonald's, you know, secret all codes. The secrets, codes and everything from McDonald's. Yeah.
It was incredible. I mean, I go into McDonald's now, and I'll go in, I'll order my food, and they'll, like, say, okay, sir, that'll be $21.97. And I wave my hand in front of them, and I'll say, I don't know you $21.97. And they go, you don't know us $29.97. It's incredible. I learned that from you.
You can do that?
Oh, yeah. I haven't paid in months.
I taught you that as a joke. Why are you using that just at McDonald's?
Well, it only works at McDonald's. I tried it at Taco Bell. Yeah, they took me in.
Oh.
That didn't actually go too well. But at McDonald's, I don't pay anymore, and I want to thank you, Luke. You did this for me.
Of course, of course. That is why I'm here. That is my sole purpose, is to...
Is there anything healthy at McDonald's?
Oh, gosh. What do you think? I don't know. The salads are pretty decent, you know. The grilled chicken?
Not the fried chicken.
No, fried chicken, terrible for you. Delicious. Better than the grilled chicken.
So have you been able to figure out exactly what chicken nuggets are made out of?
Chicken? Big maybe there.
Each chicken nugget a whole chicken that they just pounded down into one little nugget?
I think that'd make it more appealing. It's probably the opposite of that, like the direct opposite. Well, I mean, at least I know for chicken nuggets, it's chicken because there's chicken in the name. They don't call their milkshakes, or they don't call their milkshakes milkshakes. They call them shakes.
Shakes, right.
Well, I can always just hear in the back, though, when they drop the nuggets in the oil, I hear this, you know, this horrible clucking and pain.
Oh, I don't know what McDonald's you're going to then. I don't think
it's
I've ever...
It's the one where they let me have free food.
Gotcha. This is a cursed McDonald's. This is an anomaly.
It's really great.
It sounds great. Well, I want to go.
I just want to thank you for your guidance. And, you know, it means a lot, and you're going to make a great CEO.
Okay, so I'm CEO of McDonald's now.
No. Definitely KLZ.
Okay.
Wow. That's a promotion.
Yeah. I didn't know it was happening until, like, 30 minutes ago.
It probably won't last long. Nothing I say does.
No.
You know. So, okay, are you guys ready for... a movie review.
Oh, yes.
Let's hear it.
Okay, let's do a movie review. It's time for a Christian movie about faith and healing in The Girl Who Believes in Miracles.
Grandpa, when I found the bird, I prayed.
God, you made this poor little guy, so maybe you could help him out.
His heart isn't beating, Sarah, and he's dead.
Then I saw God standing on the other side of the lake.
I always thought that you were kind of special.
You see him?
Who?
God. You saw God and then brought a dead bird back to life.
No, I didn't. God did.
Where'd you get this?
I drew it when I came home tonight.
You drew this?
Yeah.
It just sounds like she has a healthy imagination to me.
She would never outright lie. My cat died last week. I was wondering if you could stop by and bring him back to life.
Mom, it really was God.
Sir, do you think you can help me walk again?
I don't know.
Could you say a prayer for me?
So, tell me what this medical emergency is all about.
I moved my toes this morning.
I can't explain what happened in there. Severed nerves and spinal cord can't regenerate.
Mom?
Oh, my baby!
I thought he was never supposed to walk again.
He wasn't.
It was Sarah.
I keep fighting voices in my mind.
It's not healthy or fair to other people to pretend that you're actually having conversations with God.
I'm not pretending.
Is Sarah Hopkins a miracle worker?
It's about to turn her world upside down.
I don't think I can take this much excitement.
Yeah, hold on to your hat. There's going to be a lot more of it.
Dad, I think these people want to see Sarah.
I think these people want to see Sarah. Do you want to go see Sarah?
Sounds interesting.
Sounds interesting. Okay. Well, guys, Sarah, by the way, I love that song. That's an awesome song. I don't know if you've heard that one before, have you? No,
I have not.
Nobody?
No.
Okay. Sarah is a good, faithful Christian girl of about 10 years old. Maybe 8. One time in church, she hears her pastor say, faith can move mountains. So Sarah takes it to heart. Well, first, Sarah and her parents, they're at a soccer game. This happens after the church, right? To watch her brother Danny compete. It's a big game, but the opposing team has some dirty players. But Sarah says a prayer, and she gets some results.
Cool.
Yeah, I don't get excited. It's not like one of those smite thy enemies things. It's not God raining down fire.
So you mean the field or the stadium didn't open up and all the opponents get sucked in?
Okay, I'll be honest. I know I'm giving away the movie here, but God did rain down fire and burn the other team.
There you go. Okay, now this sounds like a good movie.
There were kids running in fear. It was just terrible. He really should. I don't know.
Yeah, Sarah left the stadium, turned around, all salt. It was crazy. It was like Old Testament biblical. It was incredible.
You know, sometimes God takes soccer too seriously, you know, and I love him.
So does 99% of the world.
Yes,
they take it
true.
Way too serious for a kid's game.
I can't watch soccer.
It's just a kid's game. I mean, little kids play soccer. That's it. When you grow up, you play football.
Yeah.
See?
Okay. Well, later, let's get back to the movie. Nobody gets melted in lava and turns to salt, for crying out loud. I just want you to know that Luke thought of all that. He thinks of the bad stuff. I only think of the good stuff. Here we go. Later, her brother and his girlfriend, they take Sarah up to the lake to go fishing. But Sarah finds a dead bird on the bank, and she feels bad for the bird. I mean, when you're a kid, you see a little dead bird, you feel bad for the bird. So she prays and prays and prays. She prays for like an hour or something while the other two are fishing. Over all that time, she's still praying, and then the little bird comes back to life. It's a miracle!
That is a miracle.
Yeah, the bird flies away. It's really cool. Throws away its little crutches, and away it goes. Well, hours later... Okay.
A tiny damn bird.
Yes. Hours later, Sarah starts healing others, dogs, kids with cancer, friends. And what kind of attention, Luke, do you think she's going to get now?
Probably a lot of attention, I'd reckon.
I would say she got quite a bit, you know, and she didn't turn to salt. That was good. Okay, so she gets lots of attention. She gets mobbed. And there are side effects. Sarah suddenly becomes an incredible artist as she draws full pictures of things and events that she sees.
Wow.
Yes, and she's really good at it. Unfortunately, there's another problem that's happening. The healing is taking a toll on little Sarah. She's getting sick, very sick. Well, the town doctor, Ben Reilly, he's played by well-known Christian actor Kevin Sorbo. You remember him, Hercules,
good. Yeah.
Right? He starts treating Sarah, but it isn't going well. Worse yet, Ben has lost his faith due to a tragedy in his life. And we've seen that happen before. Now Ben is just a man of science. He's a good man, but a skeptic. So what will happen with Sarah? Will she continue healing others? Will she die? And how will it affect everyone around her? So that's the story of the girl who believes in miracles.
Okay.
All right. Okay, first of all, what works with this movie? Oh, my gosh. I just pointed. You don't have the crickets? Can you guys make cricket sounds?
Cricket. How do you make cricket noises?
Cricket.
Without like whistling and blowing out the speakers.
You could have little voices saying, I'm a cricket, I'm a cricket, I'm a cricket.
I'm a cricket, I'm a cricket, I'm a cricket.
Very good. Okay. In other words, guys, I am sorry, but there is nothing good about this movie. And I'm going to get in trouble. I always get in trouble when I do this, especially on a Christian type movie, which, by the way, I rarely do this. I was wanting
almost as good as me and Luke.
Yeah, I think the I'm a cricket thing was pretty good. It was starting to sound musical. I was hearing it. So folks, this is something I go through a lot, and I see other reviewers go through this. When there's a really, really bad movie made, but it has an ideological kind of edge to it, you will see a number of reviewers who agree with the ideology. Let's say it's a hardcore liberal movie, right? It's
right.
A BLM movie, or it's whatever, you know, it's a feminist movie. You will always have a sector of reviewers who come out and say it's the greatest, it was transformative. It's the greatest thing they've ever seen, and they'll pump up that Rotten Tomatoes score and say, it's wonderful, you got to see it, it changed my life. I go to the movie, it's the most boring thing I've ever seen.
Yep.
Yes, I'm banging my head on the chair.
Both sides are good at that.
Both sides do that, unfortunately, and there are Christians who are going to come out and give this good reviews. I just know it. This is not, I can only imagine, folks. I can only imagine was wonderful.
I haven't seen it.
Oh,
I think if they would have had me and Luke do the editing, it would have been a lot better.
Well, if they'd had you guys do crickets down by the lake.
Crickets down by the lake.
I'm a cricket.
But okay, but see, there was our chance for like the parting of the Red Sea. We could have parted the lake. And then all the dead fish could have risen up. I mean, it would have been really cool.
It would have been cool. But it wasn't in the movie.
A full movie. No sound effects other than you and me making all the sound effects. Like someone stepping on grass. We're going, grass. You know.
I am grass crunching.
Just a full movie. Exactly. Of just that.
I just want you to know everything you just said was more entertaining than what I saw in this movie.
Seriously. Okay, and that's I'm going to get into this. Kevin Sorbo, I like him.
I love Kevin Sorbo, and I feel so terrible about this, folks. I really do. I wanted to like this movie. Okay, what doesn't work in this movie? I'm just going to rail through it here. The writing was awful. I mean, I really think this was written by a kid or something. I really don't know. Attempts at humor were hideous. Sorry, I know I got to back off a little, but wow. Every character was a silly stereotype. From the loving grandfather to the bully at school to the big brother to worried parents to skeptical atheists, everyone was just mouthing words for their kind of character. I'm not kidding.
Just cardboard cutouts?
Yeah. Basically, that would have been great, and you know, kind of move them to the side.
Would
like
cardboard
this.
Cutouts on sticks been better?
It might have. Next, they had a scene smuggling Sarah out of the hospital and up to the lake, which contained a car chase, a vicious wolf, a fallen tree, and all of it looked and sounded ridiculous.
It sounds ridiculous.
It does sound ridiculous.
It was. Terrible. I didn't know what to do. The acting was so bad, it made the writing look okay.
Oh, my gosh.
Seriously, Kevin Sorbo did a pretty good job. He was fine. Mira Sorvino, who's a well-known actress, she played the mom.
Okay.
And she was okay. She was okay, not up to her standards. The bully was ridiculous. He was awful. The brother was clumsy in every aspect. The girlfriend, she was better but understated. The cops were ridiculous. Guys, it was horrible. It was just horrible. Okay? I mean, the acting, there was nothing real about any of this. It looked like a bad play. You know, I've seen plays where you know some kid plays a carrot, another one plays a tooth, and you're talking about tooth decay and all this, and they do a little song. You know, that would be Rain Man compared to this. Okay, I'm sorry.
It sounds well, this like is this is really,
really this is really sad because first of all, we need good Christian movies,
and we have some,
and
we have some very
good
ones.
Some out there.
Oh yes,
and what this does to Kevin Sorbo is that if anybody actually sees this thing, they may not want to see his next movie.
And the reason I shoot straight on these kinds of things, folks, is maybe you're tempted to take, you know, unchristian friends to a movie and expose them to the Word of God. And I think that's wonderful. I think it's awesome. But if you do that with something like I Can Only Imagine, you're taking them to a great movie.
Yeah, that's a great movie.
If you take them to a movie like this, they're going to think lesser. They're going to think your whole faith is. Look, the preaching was fine, but the quality was bad. Okay, let's finish it up. The directing was horrid. Okay, the timing was off in every scene, with lines hesitating or overplayed. The ending was pure absolute pain. I wanted Sarah to heal me. Okay? I mean, I wanted her to reach out through the screen, put her hand on my head, and, you know, live or die, just do something, but make this go away. I couldn't take it anymore.
Get rid of the pain.
Oh, my gosh. Mommy, make the voices stop. But have you ever watched these movies where they're poorly made and the lines, everybody's hesitating, it's not moving, it's not flowing, and it's just clumsy? Yeah.
So you can tell they ran out of budget, gave the whole movie uncut to the janitor, and
said,
please just do something with this.
Do something.
It's like they paid him with a McRib over at McDonald's. And was like, we'll give you this and a large Sprite if you make this movie. He goes, okay.
Now you got me thinking about McRib.
Yeah, me too.
Now I can't focus.
I could have done this for McRib.
Okay. Rotten Tomatoes literally didn't give a percentage to this movie.
Wow.
What?
Yeah, the audience score, of course, it's going to be people chiming in from sure. It was like 90% or whatever. Folks, no. Quality, I'm going to give this 0. Okay? And I do believe it's up for worst movie of the year.
So why can't the Christian audience be genuinely and tell the truth?
Hey, it's the same everywhere. If there's a feminist movie and you talk to a feminist about it, is she going to give you the straight scoop on this?
No,
thing?
But Christians are supposed to be
so
above
good for you.
That.
Thelma and Louise, oh, you're going to love it. Okay.
Right until they drive off the cliff.
Well, that's a good part. What are you talking about? Okay, political, I'm giving give it 3 stars. It was apolitical. More religious, it's 5 stars. It really is. Although, you know, I don't know. Maybe you'll question your belief in God just because you're wondering how could they make this. I don't know. Not really. I actually thought the messaging was excellent. Very good messaging throughout.
So I have a question.
Okay.
Real quick.
Really quick.
Yeah, with these sorts of movies, generally, a lot of the bad Christian movies, the bad religious movies in general, it plays into the echo chamber, right? It's a Christian movie for Christians.
Right.
Very, preachy, however you want to call it. And then there's Christian movies that are just good movies for non-Christians, right? So is this, would you bring someone to this movie?
No.
No?
No, I would take them to, I can only imagine, I would take them to The Matrix.
Matrix?
And talk some philosophy out of that. I'm serious. I'm not kidding. There are a lot of terrific Christian movies that I would recommend. And folks, they can't all be gems. This one isn't. I wouldn't recommend it. There you go. Sound good?
Yeah.
Okay.
Sounds terrible.
But what is good is Al Smith from Golden Eagle. He'll be up after the break. First, let's go to Michael Bailey Law. It seems every year we hear of someone passing away without a good will. You do. You hear these rich people, they pass away, they didn't have a good will. And then we see family members and others fighting when they should be mourning and comforting. We see this all the time. Well, make sure that time is their time to remember your time the way it should be. Call Michael Bailey at 720-730-7274, or you can find him at klzradio.com.
KLZ's mobile estate planner doesn't exclusively talk about death and dying. He also wants to help you plan for the rest of your life. Your estate plan with Michael Bailey Law protects you and your loved ones during your lifetime by establishing a medical power of attorney and a financial power of attorney now, while you still have all of your mental and physical capacities. That way, you and your family never need to go through the painful experience of trying to make those decisions during a crisis. Set up a free consultation with Michael Bailey now at klzradio.com/estate.
All right, a good chop is up next. You know, traffic accidents, they aren't just dangerous. They're also frustrating because you love your car. Right?
I love my car.
Yeah, you don't want to see a single scratch on it and hear it's wrecked.
Not one.
You spend all that time shopping for it, caring for it, washing it, and now it's banged up. Well, call Al Sturm at a good shop, and not only will they do a great job restoring your baby, but they'll even fully detail it so it feels like new. Call Al at 720-541-7697, or you can find their contact form at klzradio.com. Bad accident? You need a good shop.
You've already been through a collision. Now give yourself the gift of a gorgeous vehicle inside and out. Al Sturm and his team at A Good Shop Auto Body continue to earn OE certifications for name brands like Subaru, Ford, and many others so they can get your vehicle back to pre-loss condition with the parts and service recommended by your manufacturer. Now A Good Shop offers full detailing as an add-on service so your vehicle feels like new. Click on the free virtual estimate button now at klzradio.com/collision and ask for a full detailing service, including carpet shampooing for the entire interior or trunk, or upgrade to include a ceramic coating that will keep your paint in shiny new condition. Al and his team want to give every customer the wow factor of a vehicle that feels like new. Mention KLZ in your virtual estimate request for $100 off your repairs. A Good Shop in North Glen and Commerce City. Certified collision repair worth referring.
Novus Auto Glass, you know, if you can't see clearly, you can't drive clearly. So don't let those little chips mount up on your windshield. Before the Colorado sun starts lighting up those chips, call Novus Auto Glass, that's N-O-V-U-S, and they'll bring the highest tech and the best service to you. See clearly, drive clearly, go to rushtoreason.com/Novus.
As the inventor of windshield repair, Novus Auto Glass saves you money by repairing chips and cracks whenever possible. With their patented glass repair technology, Novus can tackle tougher cracks than the competition. In some cases, they can repair cracks up to a foot long, but you have a much better chance at a repair by acting fast. Something as simple as going through a car wash could make your little chip or crack irreparable. For KLZ listeners only, Novus will send you a packet of protective windshield stickers for free. Little pieces of specially designed tape to cover any chips or cracks as soon as they appear, like a bandage for your glass. Request your free windshield patches now at klzradio.com/glass. No matter what sort of damage you're dealing with, there's never any risk with a Novus repair. Should your windshield repair fail, they will credit the cost toward a replacement. klzradio.com/glass.
Managers control their employees. Leaders empower them. John Rush will teach you how to run your business as a leader, not manager, so you have the freedom to do what you love. You went into business for yourself because you wanted freedom, but right now your business couldn't last one day without your involvement. Learn how to stop micromanaging and give your employees more responsibility so you can step back and enjoy yourself. Send an email to John at rushtoreason.com.
God. Country. Reason. Now back to John Rush.
And welcome back to Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Andy Pate sitting in for John Rush, along with Dan Muir and budding aspiring CEO Luke Cashman. On the line right now, we have Al Smith from Golden Eagle Financial. Al, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you, Andy?
I am doing fantastic. Okay, what's happening with Golden Eagle Financial?
Well, we've got a lot of things going on. My book just came out on Amazon. Using the word book, I guess that's a stretch. It's probably 20 pages, but it's a conversation between a young person and an old person, not old, but someone who is approaching retirement, and the conversation takes place over a game of golf, and the young person is sort of picking the brains of this other gentleman. They both work at the same place, and he's asking them a lot of questions, and the older person who is approaching retirement has his ducks very much in a row, which he explains to the younger person while they're playing golf, and some of the dialogue is about their golf game. I wish my golf game were as good as the one in this fictional narrative.
That's good. Well, just by saying it's only 20, 20 pages, you just jacked up your sales by 500%.
Oh, exactly. I should
people love a quick
raise
read.
The price from $2.99 to $12.99, and it would seem very much more worthwhile then.
Exactly. Or put it up to $21.99 and then give them a sale down to $12.99.
Make it a hardback or something.
Exactly, and, Al. Let me ask you
one
something.
One of the things that's going on, I'm going to be having some events, one at Ruth Chris Steakhouse on the 28th, that's having to do with Social Security and retirement income. Again, that's the 28th of April at Ruth Chris Steakhouse.
How can people sign up for that, Al?
A lot of people attending that because people have a lot of questions about their income and retirement and how Social Security fits into all that.
How can people sign up for that, Al?
They could call my office directly at 303-744-1128, and or they could get in touch with the radio station, or they could get on our website, which is GoldenEagleFinancialLTD.com. Probably the easiest way is just calling the office directly, because even when we're not here, we check the voicemail pretty regularly, and we keep a running tally of the contacts that we get for upcoming events.
All right. Hey, Al, everyone thinks they can handle their finances. Let's face it, we've all handled our money all our lives. Dan's shaking his head. Okay, Dan can't.
No.
Luke and I can. But everyone thinks they can, except for Dan. So they don't think they need someone else to do it. But what are some of the most common things people don't think of with retirement?
Well, a lot of people come into our office and they perhaps may want a second opinion, because they may have had an advisor for a number of years. And so prior to that appointment, we'll say, well, bring in what you have and bring in your current retirement plan. And when we sit down, they will have some statements of perhaps an assortment of mutual funds. There may be an annuity and perhaps some life insurance, but there won't necessarily be a plan in terms of where are you going to draw your money from in retirement? How much will you need? In other words, these questions, even though they may have accumulated a reasonable amount of retirement savings, there's no specific plan on what's the best way to generate income from that, and also how do we take inflation into consideration, or what if there were a healthcare crisis? And if you don't have a plan, you have statements of mutual funds or financial products, but there's no certainty how long that's going to last.
Well, Al, really quick here, that's kind of the pile of money theory, right? They put together their pile of money. I think that this is big enough. It's going to be enough for me in retirement. But then you just mentioned something that can be terrifying coming up here, and that's inflation. The way our government is spending.
Something we take into consideration, and the financial plans I create, I can even allow for inflation using my calculator, and whatever someone else believes inflation is going to be, 2% or whatever, and how much that will affect someone. It's sort of like if someone comes in, how much will I need in retirement? And my next question will be, well, can you tell me how long you're going to live? And so that's why we create a plan so that there will be enough money, even considering inflation, if the person lives to become a centenarian. I don't know if I said that right, but a 100-year-old person.
You did say it right. By the way, I cannot tell you how long I'm going to live, but my wife can. She's got it all planned out. So
well, we're hoping Andy's here next
week. You just need a pencil and paper in the hand of your wife.
All right, Al, well, let's say I planned out okay. Okay, we get together with you, everybody plans everything out. But some stuff comes out of nowhere. Now I don't have enough money. Can I increase my income if the circumstances, you know, kind of dictate it?
If the most important thing in establishing a good nest egg for retirement is something we don't have any control over, and that's starting early. So if a lot of people who come into my office have been really good savers and have a healthy nest egg. So if we use a modest part of that nest egg to generate income, then a larger remaining part of that nest egg can be used to increase income in order to help offset inflation, or to be used if there were a healthcare crisis requiring someone to go to assisted living or home healthcare or something of that nature.
All right, Al, I know everybody basically plans for, you know, their house, and that's part of their retirement, and they plan for maybe the car, and they add up their normal bills, and they think that's going to be just fine going forward. What are the things they generally leave out that they're not ready for?
Well, a few weeks ago, I had a couple of my radio shows. There were people in retirement, one who was caring for a grandniece who was 7 weeks old, and they cared for her for a year, and they're still caring for, at this time, mother-in-law, who is 97 years old. And it's sort of called the sandwich generation. Most people in retirement aren't thinking in terms of being a caregiver for someone else, but depending on the makeup of their family, that might happen. And that's often something that's not thought about. And what's also often not thought about is, what if I need the care, or what if my wife needs the care, or what if I need the care and my wife is not here to help provide that care, or the other way around.
Al, when people come to you, let's say they're a little younger, they are planning ahead, but there's a problem. Because they're younger, they're healthy, and they're not really ready for the decline in health that's going to happen with them as they get older. Do you deal with that a lot, where you got to kind of let them know, hey, here are some things that you might be walking into?
What I find is that people, let's say they're younger, and for retirement planning, to me, younger is like someone in their 50s, they often don't think about that until some event occurs, like a parent, grandparent, or someone all of a sudden gets admitted into a nursing home, and they have a conversation with a doctor or a family member and say, oh yeah, mom's in great health, but she's suffering from severe dementia and can't live alone anymore. And the fact that she's in great health except for the dementia means this might last for a number of years. And it's really hard to talk about that to younger people, because younger people feel that they're bulletproof, and because they're in great health, they would not need any kind of financial plan that would take care of things like that. But the fact that people are really healthy means they're going to live for a long time, but we don't know what those last 2 or 3 years are going to be like.
And those are so expensive. Hey, you got about 30 seconds here, Al. Have you laid out plans for people and then had them come to you later just being very thankful? Oh my gosh, I'm so glad that we saved up and we were ready.
Oh, I truly have. And one of the things I tell them is I really love doing what I do, and I am diligent about it, and I really listen carefully to people. But I tell them, you have done the heavy lifting, because people who have a healthy retirement nest egg, it's because they didn't live in the biggest house or drive the fanciest cars. Instead, they set aside money on a regular basis for a long period, and now they want a little guidance to make sure things work out well.
All right. That's Al Smith, Golden Eagle Financial. Al, one more time, how can people reach you? I think we just lost Al. No problem. Hey, that's it for hour number one, folks. If you missed this hour, it replays at 6. In the next hour, Dan and I are joined by Richard Rush for Movies with Saturday Night Live cast members. We'll be right back on Rush to Reason, KLZ 560.